After defeating and capturing much of a British and Loyalist army at the Battle of Cowpens in South Carolina, Continental Brigadier General Daniel Morgan is retreating north while the rest of the British give chase. British Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis's army, after decamping from Ramsar's Mill in today's Lincolnton, attempted to cross the Catawba River at Beatty's Ford north of here on Sunday, January 28, 1781. But the river was too high, so the army fell back 5 miles to the plantation of Jacob Forney. The evening of the 30th, a small detachment under Colonel James Webster moved back to that ford with artillery and the army's wagons. Cornwallis hoped this would trick the Patriots into believing his entire army would cross there and shift their part-time militia soldiers in the area to defend it. The combination of more rain coming and not knowing if the rest of the Continental Army would appear made him feel he must try to cross despite bad conditions. Continental Major General Nathaniel Greene ordered his main force to move to Beatty's Ford from its camp on the Peedy River in South Carolina, which becomes the Yadkin in North Carolina. He then apparently rode 110 miles over 4 days, with 2 aides and no guards, to Morgan's camp at Sherrill's Ford, where Morgan's force had crossed the Catawba. Some of those troops were defending Beatty's, the best crossing, further south. Smaller detachments were guarding 3 other fords, including around 25 at Cowan's Ford, 6 miles downstream, backed up by 350 militia nearby under Brigadier General William Davidson. Greene, Morgan, and Davidson had met, supposedly on a log at Beatty's Ford, to confer on the placements. The date is Thursday, February 1, 1781. Please follow the walking instructions under A Shot in the Fog, then click its audio clip.